They're having to go down, rain, sleet, to the road to get your letters now. You return to home delivery. There are a lot of things that residential users need to roll back to the time when the Postal Service was really a tremendous service. And it's just a million people joined up. You'd have full-time champions at the local and national level against the Postal Board of Governors, which traditionally the Democrats and Republicans have loaded up with corporate executives. Can you imagine? Corporate executives are on the Postal Board of Governors. Well, now the Democrats finally have the majority on the Postal Board of Governors. So why is Mr. DeJoy, Trump's selection as Postmaster General, still there? Why is Trump's appointment to the head of IRS still there? Why is Trump's appointment to the chair of the Federal Reserve still there under a Democratic administration? You think Trump would have wasted any time replacing these people or easing them out? The weakness of the Democratic Party is the great Achilles heel of what's left of our republic. The apparatchiks in the party, wallowing in their own smug sinecure, are not waking up and looking themselves in the mirror and getting ready for 2022. In fact, they talk more about being defeated in 2022 than about strategies to get the vote out and trounce the Republicans.
I'd like you to talk about what Nobel laureate and Archbishop Desmond Tutu of South Africa, who died recently, once said: if you are neutral in situations of injustice, you have chosen the side of the oppressor. And then we have our own historian, Howard Zinn, who used to say, you can't be neutral on a moving train. So talk about those ideas of being neutral.
Well, one of the great men of our century passed away, Desmond Tutu. He was so unique. He not only was full of joy and compassion and friendship personally, he never saw an injustice he didn't like. You know, there are people who fight injustice, but they have their favorites. Like, they're against apartheid in South Africa, but it's okay for the Israelis to oppress the Palestinian people, occupy them. He never had that kind of double standard. He criticized even the National African Congress, as well as going over against empire, the devastations wreaked on Iraq and Afghanistan and Yemen. A great man.
And Howard Zinn's comment, you can't be neutral on a moving train?
Of course. I mean, that's so elementary. I had an anthropology professor at Princeton once, and he gave this story. A blind man was walking toward a cliff with the ocean below, and someone was sitting on his balcony in his little house 100 yards from the cliff. And the blind man was heading for certain destruction. But the man on the porch said, I don't want to take sides. I want to be objective.
Thanks very much, Ralph.
Okay, thank you, David.
You were just listening to Ralph Nader, What Are We Waiting For? I talked with him in late December. Ralph Nader, a legendary figure, has spent a lifetime fighting on behalf of ordinary people. The Atlantic magazine named him one of the 100 most influential figures in U.S. history. This program is produced by Alternative Radio, based in Boulder, Colorado. We are independent and in our 36th year. We're supported solely by individuals just like you. We feature such progressive voices as Chris Hedges, Arundhati Roy, and Angela Davis. We also have a series of programs with Ralph Nader. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. To place a credit card order for CDs of today's program, Ralph Nader, What Are We Waiting For?, and for the Noam Chomsky classic book, Requiem for the American Dream, just call us at 1-800-444-1977. That's 1-800-444-1977. 1977, or you can order online on our website, alternativeradio.org. That's alternativeradio.org. Printed transcripts, PDFs, and MP3s of this program are free of charge. Just call us, 1-800-444-1977. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening. We go out with the Pointer Sisters. Yes, we can.
Kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription. And never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's dark in here. And the walls are closing in. I struck my last match, let it burn down till it bit my fingertips. And I remember the light, just a flash and then an ember. And a whisper of smoke curling up into the air and disappearing. It's dark in here, and the air is getting thin. My canary sang his last song, a pretty little tune. Echoes on and on and on inside my ear. It was a song of hope. It was a song of redemption. And that little yellow bird, with his last dying word, he sang forgiveness. And I'm sorry that I spent our time hiding underground, but something always pulls me down here. This familiar, deep, dark cavern, keep repeating the same pattern. You above and me below, I say goodbye before I go with my last breath. At last I see the light.
Thank you. There's no need to search anywhere. Happiness is here. Have your share. If you know your love, be secure.
Can see La Frontera from where I stand in line at El Comador. Just over that wall is a promised land hidden line at El Comador. It's a long, long way from my home to here. I was driven by hope and by fear. I pray to the Madre to hold back my tears in line at El Comador. I hold you and feed you here in my arms in line at El Comador. If I can stay strong, I'll keep you from harm in line at El Comador. We walk and we wait, we run and we ride, in daytime we rest and we hide. Now Coyote tells me be ready tonight in line at El so hungry just 3 days ago in line at El Comador. We stand with our brothers we met on the road in line at El Comador. Sister Cecilia, us in prayer to begin. If we don't move tonight, she'll feed us again in light of El Comedor. Small as I am, midnight at El Comedor, she draws out the trail on the palm of my hand. Midnight at El Comedor, she says the new moon would help me to see, marks places where water will be. She tells me her friends will watch out for me. Midnight at El I can see La Frontera from where I stand, headlight at El Comedor. Just over that wall is the promised land, headlight at El
thinking. I stood up and said, I'll take them, like so many of my neighbors had before. I had no money, had no plan, but I had room and I had land, and I just could not do nothing anymore. Et la chambre soleil, it's what we do. And for 400 years it's been the same. From the violence and fear, we Huguenots came here, seeking refuge on this isolated plain. Oh, the first came from the Spanish Civil War, when the Nazis and the Vichy came to power. Not a moment left to lose, we took in France's Jews and hid them in our nation's darkest hour. Hid them in our homes and in our farms, and our children sat in classrooms side by side. It's all the threats and danger, no one was a stranger. 7 years we resisted and defied. And when asked, why did we do it? What can we answer? Not so long ago we sought refuge too, and it's easy to decide with the gospel as your guide. To our history and our faith we must be true. Et la chambre soleil, it's what we do.
Show me what you're made of. Tell me that we tried it all and came to this retreat. Say, love, maybe what we gave up wasn't ours to spin around and wasn't ours to keep. But every time you say my name and lose my bearings, and I wouldn't dare to ask. Bargains turn to hard lines. Words go off like landmines and tear the earth apart. So we paid up, bet the rest to break us. Oh, what a way to wake up, reeling from the start.
Thank you. Thank you so much. How about Mark Letiri on the guitar? That's Bobby Sparks and Sean Martin over there on keyboards. Okay.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about Flaming Cheese as we are.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
Pittsburgh. Congregation, please be seated and open your prayer guides to the Book of Revelations, Psalm 69.
My heart is being touched by Christ.
the way to succeed, and the way to suck eggs.
Stop it!
Forgive her, for she knows not what she does. Across upon her bedroom wall, from grace she will fall. An image burning in her mind and between her thighs. She'd like to know. God.
Oh, Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight.